Welcome back to the second episode of Choo Choo Chat. This week we will speak to the Leighton Buzzard Narrow Gauge Railway about the line's history, how you can ride the railway, how members of the public can get involved, and its plans for the future. Remember, you can find Choo Choo Chat every Friday, wherever you get your podcast from, and on YouTube. Right, let's get the interview started.
So can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, of course. So my name is Charlie Weeksbell. I'm the media liaison for the Leighton Buzzard Narrow Gauge Railway.
Perfect. Okay. So what is the Leighton Buzzard Narrow Gauge Railway?
Well, the railway started its life in 1919 as a working railway, moving sand from the quarries, the sand quarries around the Leighton Buzzard area, bringing it down into what's now the town centre, effectively. Where the sand was then put onto mainline trains to be taken all over the world, well, all over the country and all over the world. In 1968, a group of volunteers decided to start running a passenger service over the line as well on the weekends, whilst the sand trains were only running Monday to Friday. And there was actually a long period of crossover where Monday to Friday, the sand trains were running all the way up till 1981. And the volunteers were still running passenger trains on the weekends. And it's been that way since 1968. We've been entirely volunteer run. And we have overhauled, upgraded, and even extended the line in places to try to preserve as far as we can the original line in its original format, retelling the story of the sand railway.
Okay, perfect. What type of rent does Leighton Buzzard Railway hold?
Sorry, say that again, please.
Like, what events does the Leighton Buzzard Railway hold?
Events. So, yes. We have lots of different... we have our normal running weekends. Every Sunday, we're open. But we do... We put on extra events throughout the year that sometimes take on more days. We have lots of events for children. So we have our character days. So the next one coming up is, for example, the kids get the chance to meet Chase from Paw Patrol. And in the past, we've done Bluey as well and various other popular children's TV characters. We then hold railway-specific events. So we have a couple of gala events each year. We have our main autumn gala that's always been a thing. And this year, for the first time, we're doing a diesel gala on the late spring bank holiday. And then we try to celebrate other days as well. So it just so happened that our first running day this year coincided with Mother's Day. So we made sure that we put on some extra treats for all the mums who visited us. So they got a free hot drink and a cake and a wee gift of a pot plant, some nice flowers, and photographs with the family and everything. So there's lots of different things that go on throughout the year to both celebrate the railway and to celebrate the people who visit us.
Okay, perfect. So what's the prices if someone wanted to visit?
The prices are...
In part two of the interview, we will speak about how members of the public can get involved with the railway and its exciting plans for the future.
So, if someone wants to come and visit us, adult tickets are £13, children are £9, and seniors are £11.50. Children under two and dogs travel for free. And those paid tickets include a gift aid donation, whereby if you're an eligible UK taxpayer, at no extra cost to you, we can reclaim an extra 25% of the fare back from the government through the gift aid scheme. Because we're a volunteer-run charity, we rely entirely on those kinds of donations. So the extra revenue from the gift aid scheme helps us preserve the railway. And that ticket price gives you one full round trip on the line, which takes around 90 minutes, including a 25-minute stopover at our station at the top of the line. It's an historic terminus called Stonehenge Works, And there's more museum pieces telling more of the story of the Sand Railway.
Okay, perfect. How could someone volunteer for the Leighton Buzzard Railway?
Volunteering is we ask that as you give as little or as much time as you're willing to give, and we're always on the lookout for new volunteers. And there's a role for everyone. It's not just about driving steam engines. There's plenty of different things to do. It could be administrative, it could be retail, planning, customer service. There's lots and lots of different things that need doing all the time. And all you'd need to do is drop our volunteer coordinator, Rob, an email on volunteer@lbngrs.org.uk. And he will get in touch with you and have a chat about what you'd like to do with your volunteering journey. And generally speaking, I have to say, everyone's always made to feel welcome, no matter what your role you're in. Everyone will always say hello to you, and make sure that, as well as getting things done, we have a lot of fun doing it as well.
Okay, perfect. And my final question, is there any plans for the future with the line?
There are always plans for the future with the line. Yes, as I said, we aim to preserve the line and try and restore it as far as it was. Along its original route as far as possible. So once upon a time, the railway went all the way up to what's now Eastern Way and crossed that into the sand quarry at the top. That sand quarry is still operating, albeit only goes by road vehicles now, but they are due to finish within the next 5 years. Our landlords have already signed over the land up to the edge of Eastern Way to us for a nominal pound. And we will one day be able to extend the line right up to Eastern Way, so that it's got so that we more closely match the original line. We're also looking at extending and building a new carriage and restoration shed. Plans for that are being worked on as we speak. We have the funding in place. We're just looking at the planning permission and the actual logistics of doing it. Plus, we're always looking, to restore and bring back to life more of the locomotives that we have on site, those that worked the line originally, those that are of a similar type. And there's always a rolling program of restorations to do. And simply to keep telling the story, to keep growing the line, attract more visitors from, near and far. And like I said, tell that story a bit better, even to local residents. There are people who've lived in Leighton Buzzard for 30 years who don't even know we're there.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's the end of the interview. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're most welcome. Nice to meet you.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
It was great to speak to Charlie there. The next episode of Choo Choo Chat will be published next Friday. Choo Choo Chat was a Love production.